This show is dedicated to Joop van Pelt and his family.
KISS Podcast, number 2, April 8th, 2005.
Wanted the best. You've got the best. The hottest podcast in the world. All KISS.
Hey, KISS friends from around the globe. Welcome back. This is the KISS Podcast, show number 2. A podcast all about the rock and roll band KISS. My name is Dion. And I just want to say we have had a great response on our first show. Many people wrote me supportive email, which is great to receive, so keep them coming. And a lot of you placed a comment on the website, which is great also. And some people even sent me some rare KISS tracks to play on the show. So if you have any, please send them over, kisspodcast@gmail.com, special MP3 email address. And of course, I'm going to play these songs in some of the up and coming shows. And I'd like to especially thank a couple of people for helping me promote the show. First of all, of course, Joop van Pelt of the KISS Collector Fan Club, the best fan club in the world. He's a great supporter, and he ran a big news story on the KISS podcast on his kisscollector.com website. And some other people also, Fred Veher from the Black Diamond, or as they say in France, Diamant Noir, French KISS website. He also promoted the site. And of course, Steve Stierwald from kissfreaks.com, also running similar news stories on their website, which is great. Thanks, guys. And we've got some great response from Podcasting Land. Some people made some promotion for us. So thanks to the Slurry Source, which is a Dutch podcast. You should check it out. Linked within the show notes. And of course, Michael Butler from American Heartbreak, you know, the band from San Francisco. He made some comments on this podcast show, the Rock and Roll Geek Show. And Dave Slusher from the Evil Genius Chronicles, also a podcast. He generated a lot of traffic because of a small article on his website, which he wrote, which is great. Thanks. And due to all the promotion, we now have about 100 subscribers to the podcast, which is fantastic, of course. And, of course, many people are downloading the first episode of the website, so keep doing that. So, what do we have in store for you for show number 2? Well, this show has got a little money theme to it, so I guess Jim will appreciate that. And as you heard in the opening segment of the show, I got into my car and drove to the first ever KISS Opoli Championships in Amsterdam. That's Monopoly KISS style. And I will be reporting from that event with a sound scene tour. Also, I'll be letting Gene do some talking because he makes an appearance on the Donald Trump show, The Apprentice. We have, of course, some great KISS songs for you. And, of course, later in the show, a new KISS test. And speaking of the KISS test, I put a poll up on the website so you could vote which song featured in the last KISS test I should play in this show. So, yeah... Here's the song that received the most votes. It is from the European, Australian, Japanese KISS release Killers. And it's, of course, Partners in Crime.
You've got any idea of switching channels? Don't. Don't go away. We'll be right back
with more of the KISS Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
Hey, everybody. I'm driving in my car now. I'm on my way, but you probably already heard that. I'm on my way now to the first ever KISS Opoly Championships in Amsterdam. And, well, I'm actually kind of early because I'm going to pick up a second-hand Apple Cinema display, 22-inch, which I am going to use upstairs in the studio to do some podcasting. And, man, this is weird. I'm sitting here in the car with a microphone in my hand. And, trying to quickly pass by all the cars so they don't see me. But yeah, it should be exciting this afternoon. Joop from the KISS Collector Fan Club, who's organizing this, he actually got quite some publicity. Even managed to get a small article in a weekly magazine here in Holland, which is Panorama. And it had quite a funny statement in it. It said the Olympics never made it to Amsterdam. That was in 92. But instead, they got the Kiss of Poly Championship. So, that's pretty cool. So, I'm wondering how many people will turn up. I think it's going to be not that crowded. I think maybe 30 people or something, I don't know. The Kiss fans in Holland aren't that enthusiastic about these things. They're much too how do you say that in English? Down to earth, a little pessimistic about those kinds of things, but I like it, and I thought I'd make a trip to Amsterdam, do the Kiss of Poly Championships, and at the same time make a little sightseeing tour of the championships for the Kiss podcast, and we'll see how it works. If it sounds really horrible, that's because this is the first time I've ever done a recording in the car, so this is new for me too, but hey, what the fuck, let's give it a try, and let's see how it goes this afternoon. There's actually an opportunity for every player to put on the war paint before the tournament, so everybody at the tables is wearing the Kiss makeup, and I think I'm probably going to go with jeans makeup. I did that once already. That was for a birthday party for my brother-in-law, the other one, not the one from Austria, when he turned 30. My sister threw him a surprise party, and the theme was 70s. It was a 70s theme. And everybody went, of course, as a disco queen or John Travolta or Olivia Newton-John. And I said to Yvonne, my wife, I said, let's do something different. Let's go as Kiss. And she agreed, to my surprise. Which was kind of cool, because she doesn't like his. She likes George Michael. Wow. But I put on the makeup day before. I tested it first. Actually, it's really hard if you want to do it right. It takes a lot of time, a lot of precision. And the next day we did it again. And Yvonne was Paul and I was Jean, and it was really cool. Tried to get a Jean costume from one of the guys from the tribute bands here in Holland, but I was a little bit late with that, and it didn't work out. Got in contact with David, former member of Kiss This, and he had a spare Jean costume from the Dynasty period or the Unmasked period, which he wore on stage with Kiss This. And I'm actually kind of speeding now, but what the fuck. Can't go back and do it again. And it didn't work out with the costume, so we just wore black. And the party was quite fun, and we had some very good reactions on the Kiss makeup. And I hope similar reactions will be given to the people who play at the tables today, because the championships is held at a big record store in Amsterdam. It's called Fame. It's right in the middle of the center, near the dam in Amsterdam. And yeah, there probably will be a lot of people there who are just visiting the store to buy some stuff. So, probably a lot of surprised looks there in the store. And, yeah, I'm very curious about that, to see how it goes. Joop has planned to do this from 11:30 till 5. So I'm busy with it the whole day. And I'm not sure what prizes he arranged for this tournament. I think you can win a KISS box set, you know, with the guitar case, not the small the small version, but the big one with the guitar case, and a couple of KISS Opoli editions, and yeah, probably some other stuff, I'm not sure, but yeah, I don't care about the prizes, I already have those in my collection, so just there to record some stuff for the KISS podcast, and yeah, have a good time. Probably going to talk to one of the guys from another Dutch tribute band called Sick. His name is Tom. Spoke to him on the phone yesterday, and they were actually performing in Amsterdam yesterday as a tryout gig for their big upcoming gig in 2 weeks, which is at a tribute band concert in Limburg in the Netherlands. And yeah, he invited me to come over to do an interview with him yesterday evening, but yeah, I had to turn him down because yeah, today I had to get up really early, and yeah, it's an hour drive for me to Amsterdam, so, and the show wasn't about to start till 10 o'clock, so by the time I got back, I could have as well stayed in Amsterdam, so I turned him down. I said, well, we'll do the interview next time. But they're actually going to play a very big show in Limburg in a couple of weeks' time at a tribute band concert, Giant Tribute, .nl, I think. You can look it up there. They're playing with Queen tribute band from the UK and a U2 tribute band from the UK or the US. I'm not sure, but yeah, I saw the Queen tribute band here in Rotterdam a couple of months ago, and they were actually quite impressive. Unfortunately, they are not that large on the show. They don't have a large show because Tom said to me that. They were the guys who had to provide the whole backbone for the concert, you know, amps, mixers, cables, all that shit. So that's kind of a bummer because, you know, Queen always has a big show, same as KISS, so. But yeah, that doesn't matter. I mean, of course, Sick is also playing there, and yeah, they have quite a good show. I have never seen them before, but from what I've heard, they've got a lot of fireworks. They even got a KISS logo, you know, with the light bulbs and yeah, moving lights in the background. And they even got strippers on stage. I mean, I've never seen that at a tribute concert before, but yeah, they got them. And yeah, it should be interesting. They go all the way here in Holland, so absolutely no police escorting them off the stage if they go nude. I'm not sure if they go all the way nude. I probably don't think so. Probably only go topless. But hey, it's nude. So yeah, they got it down, what I said before. They got fireworks and Gene spits fire, and I think they got some guitar effects as well, something shooting out of them, probably Ace's guitar, I'm not sure. Like I said, I've never seen them before, it's going to be my first time, so. Okay, that's about it for the car report. When I get to the Fame record store, I'll turn this on again and see what we can record there. And in the meantime, I'm going to play some tunes for you. I had to turn the mic down for a second because there was a cop driving behind me on a motorcycle, but he's passing me by really, really fast. I'm driving too fast, by the way. But well, he didn't seem to mind, so I'll be changing lanes. And well, he's gone. Okay. Damn, it was going fast. Wonder where it was going. Hope there has not been an accident, because that will slow me down considerably. Oh well. Whatever. Okay. Kiss tune for you.
Rockin' your world. The Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com. Thank you.
to long success is you have to do things because you love what you're doing.
Kiss is a jealous mistress. It demands all your time.
And this is the Kiss Podcast.
So what do you think of the day today?
I think the initiative has been awesome, and the day has been really cozy. So I think this is a really good idea to repeat it.
All right. How did you do in the tournament?
Yeah, that's a question you shouldn't ask. I finished last.
All right.
But that's not important. Important thing is that I'm here and that I'm having a good time.
So what do you think about the game itself, actually? Is it any good? Or?
Yeah, I think it's fun that they make something different out of the Monopoly games. It's just good. As a Kiss fan, it's a great game.
Just one mistake about it. That's the drummer's name wrong.
What was it?
Peter Criss with one S.
Yeah, I saw that with one version there was just Peter Criss with one S, and the other version was Peter Criss with two S's. So
yes, indeed, they made different versions, and on the version that that is missing the one S, they paste an S on it.
Oh, it's a sticker.
Yeah. No. You know, if like promotion, you know. And on the promotion things, they paste the S on.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know that. Okay. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's good to meet other KISS fans, too, because it's getting less and less here in Holland.
Everyone's nice to each other. It's one big family, the KISS Army.
Yeah, there are like how many people here? 20? 30? I don't know. Even some people from Belgium.
Came a long way. Yeah, I really think that's great. That
yeah,
they do that. Yeah,
it's a history.
Yeah, and they traveled from close to the border with France, so it's not like they're living just under Holland or just below Holland, but close to the French border.
Yeah, long trip.
Long trip. Yeah, I think they took off around not took off, but they started driving around 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
Or got up at 6, something like
that. Well, it's good to see then that one of the members has made it to the final.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it was made in vain.
I begin my trip at 9 o'clock tomorrow, this morning.
And where do you come from?
Neder. That's below Enschede. Alleen, I had some problems with traveling, with the buses and the trains. So I think... That's below Enschede, LA.
That's a long time.
For me, it was just 40 minutes or something.
I'm Paul Stanley.
And I'm Gene Simmons. And you are listening to the KISS Podcast. Rock and roll just the way you like it. All KISS.
So, Tom, it looks like you're winning.
Yeah, but they're making a plot now. How do you say it? They're going... They're going to play against me, both of them.
They're teaming up against
you. Yeah. Just to get me down, you know, but it won't work anyway. So.
See, you have two platinum records. Let's see what he's got. He's got Dress to Kill, he's got Love Gun, Christine 16. He's got the Japanese Final box set, the KISS Platinum Gold box set, and... and he's got the 87 period, which is, well, light green, rock and roll over the Destroyer, and
black.
Why did they put that there? Oh, well. So Tom is actually taking a general admission card, and it says KISS thrills more than what does it say? Well, he has to pay $20. Cool. Right, here's Peter.
I've got my own solo album.
That's cool.
So for the rest, I got I Was Made for Loving You, the World Domination Tour, and the Kiss album.
All right.
It's my turn now.
I Was Made for Loving You. Jeff Jong.
Vanaf wanneer mag je eigenlijk platen kopen?
Als je een compleet is,
all right.
So, you can also buy a gold record, but that's only possible when you have all the colors of one street. So let's say if you have orange, that would be Dressed to Kill, Hotter Than Hell, and Kiss, the first three Kiss albums. And if you got those in your possession, then you can buy gold records. And after that, of course, you trade them in or buy platinum records. So let's just check back with the final, see how it's going. I see they already put up some gold and platinum records, so it's going really fast. Let's ask the players. So Robert, how's it going?
It sucks.
You're losing then.
Well, look at them.
Dressed to Kill.
Yeah, those aren't your gold records.
Wiping me out.
Wacht even hoor. Dan maken we Advanced to Dress to Kill. Dat moet als eerste. Waar ben ik?
So what card do you got there, Robert?
200.
Tom, dude.
Dude, the makeup ain't working. Advanced to Dress to Kill and pay double the rent if owned.
All right.
Als iemand hem heeft, krijgt hij dubbel. Niemand heeft hem?
Kan je dan, nobody has it.
110?
110.
So how many gold records you have now?
I have 8 gold records. Yeah, and it's up till now. It's going to be even more. It's going to be platinum.
So how much is a platinum record there on the Purple Street?
It's 4 golden records plus $200, so it's like, well, I don't know, about $1,000.
Okay.
But it's worth it, man. It's worth it.
So what actually is the grand prize that you can win?
It's the Kiss box set guitar case thing with booklets and things. And everybody here at the table wins the Kiss Up League game anyway. So.
Okay.
All access.
Yeah, you're on.
English, which is international.
You're going to talk English because otherwise people in Australia ain't going to hear this interview.
Okay, I understand.
You knipped it a little bit too soepel, eh?
Yeah, of course I'm going to cut because,
because we're very concentrated.
No swearing, no spinning.
Not?
No, I'm just kidding.
11. Oh, no. Okay, I win all the money in the pot, which is zero.
So Robert, you didn't win the final.
I did not.
How does it feel?
I feel like Mark St. John. I feel like Vinnie Vincent. With no money, I left the building.
So you had all the solo records, but it wasn't enough.
No, it was not enough. I did my best, and the other guy, his name is Tom. He had a very good start. Yeah, immediately he had like 2 platinum records and like 6 gold records in no time, and I hit his streets several times, so I went bankrupt really quickly.
All right, so that's a little bit different than the normal team.
Yes, it's absolutely different. Yes, absolutely. I have no money.
Okay, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Gonna talk to Talkie Tom for a second. Tom, congratulations.
Thanks very much, man.
The first ever Kiss Up League champion.
Yeah, cool.
How does it feel?
Yeah, very good, especially because I don't have the box set yet. And I was planning to buy it anyway, but it saves me a lot of money.
Yeah, now it's free, so...
Yeah, so I'm very happy, very, very happy.
Okay, cool. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
We feature just one band. To the things a sons will do. Just one band. One band. What else is there? KISS. You're listening to the KISS Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
Now, I must say that we had a great time that day. So thanks to Joop from the KISS Collector Fan Club for organizing this. And hopefully this will turn out into a yearly event. And what made the day even more special is that the Belgian tribute band Kistery came all the way from the south of Belgium just to participate at the event. And their visit was especially nice because they got to dress up for the event. So they put on the makeup and the costumes, and yeah, people who are not familiar with the band KISS really thought, you know, KISS was there. So yeah, there were a lot of people who browsed into the record store, walking down the very busy Kalverstraat during the whole day. And yeah, they were just stopping to see what all the fuss was about, so that was really funny. So if you want to relive the event and see what I was talking about just now, just visit the gallery on the website where you can find a bunch of pictures I took that day. So take a look there. And if you want to know more about the Kistery tribute band, I included the link to the website in the show notes, so if you want to check them out, just visit the website.
www.kisspodcast.com.
Now, Gene has been very busy lately, making all kinds of TV appearances. And the next audio clips I'm going to play are from the Donald Trump TV show The Apprentice. You can hear the theme song to it in the background. Now, Gene was contacted for this show to participate in a celebrity auction to raise money for a special foundation, which is, of course, right up Gene's alley, you know, money. And you hear Gene talk about women, of course. And he's talking about a box set and a party he is going to have for it. Now, I assume he's talking about the KISS box set, because I don't know of any other box set having to do with Gene or KISS that is coming out. So that means this was recorded some time ago and aired later. But I'll let Donald Trump do the talking from now on, because he can explain it a little bit better than me. So here's Gene on The Apprentice.
You're going to produce an 11-minute live charity auction for Fuse TV Network to benefit the Elizabeth Glazier Pediatric AIDS Foundation, which is an amazing charity. Each team will be randomly given five of the biggest artists in the music business. So there's a total of 10. It's your job to meet with each musician and negotiate a personal experience that will be auctioned off live on Fuse TV during an 11-minute segment that you'll produce. Bidding will take place over the internet. The team that raises the most money with their auction wins. Losers go to the boardroom, where somebody will be fired. Stephanie, even though we switch teams, you will be exempt from firing should your team lose.
Thank you.
Go out and raise a lot of money.
Thank you.
Go.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Trump.
The five artists that we ended up with were Bare Naked Ladies.
What is?
Gene Simmons, Newfound Glory, Simple Plan, and Fat Joe.
John Hunt, as far as production and going to...
Put my big hat back on, stick my feather back in it, because it's time to pimp some girls.
John said that he was going to be mine and Stephanie's pimp. I don't agree with that, but it's not the time to start fighting with people when you're going to meet Gene Simmons. It's going to be hard enough as it is.
I have a great story to tell you. My girlfriend and I went to my mother's house. So my mother broke out the box of my childhood whatnot. One of the pages was, draw a picture of someone you like listening to, and I drew KISS.
John immediately walks in, starts talking about himself again, and tries to take over the meeting.
Was that a story to butter me up?
Not at all.
Why are you here?
Well, we want to know a little bit about what you like to do. I know you have an empire here.
What do I like? What do all men like?
Football. Just kidding.
No, I don't think so. No.
That was a joke.
Yeah, that's not...
Women.
We do like women.
What do you like to do? Never mind. Never mind. I will rephrase that.
Stephanie has a purpose. She's basically, she's a fluffer. Basically, that's what she did, but she was a fluffer for Gene. Keep him entertained until we needed him happy.
I'm starting to work on a box set.
Do you anticipate having a CD release party?
Yes.
Would you be willing to take the highest bidder to that party?
You think that's going to raise enough money for pediatric AIDS? Every celeb has an ego, and I want mine to be bigger than theirs.
I think whatever you offer is going to be unbelievably successful.
Okay, you have a deal.
Outstanding.
I'm positively rigid.
Okay, well, that's great. Okay, so...
About 30 seconds. Stand by on the set, please.
Here we go.
What's up, Dylan and Julia? We are here at the Rock Auction Experience Backstage Live. I've got the beautiful Aronson next to me. What's going on, sweetheart?
Hello, baby.
Thanks for hanging out with me tonight.
All right. First item up for bid is from Newfound Glory.
We've got Kick-Ass Rockers Newfound Glory coming to your house.
I mean, I don't think it gets any better than that.
That's pretty cool. I love it. All you got to do is log on to fuse.tv/auction and bid your brains out.
She's good on television, huh?
Aaron, next, we've got Simple Plan.
Lona, get the car. I'm heading down to the Fuse studio.
Beg your parents for theirs and be the highest bidder you can be. Remember, the auction closes at 7:30 p.m.
Plus, you and your friend can kick it with rapper Fat Joe and hang out first class style.
Oh, man, Fat Joe's doing it up right. He's hooking up. Cristal is popping.
What's next on the Rock Auction Experience?
Laddies!
Tyler Stewart's hilarious.
Laddies!
Tyler Stewart!
You're here!
Naked ladies!
And you are hooking some people up. Going to Scotland?
I'm taking a way across the ocean to Scotland. It's going to be an amazing experience.
Tyler was great. And, well, now we're down to Gene Simmons, and we've got, like, 3 minutes.
Come on out, Gene!
Gene Simmons!
There's a finger in my ear.
There's a finger in Iron's ear. Well, anyways, the box set of songs that have never been released before.
That's right. You guys get to be my guest. We have dinner together, and then you come with me to the debut party for the box set, and I'll make sure you get to come at least once.
Chris, it's time for you to say goodnight.
Yeah, say goodnight, Chris.
Bye. Remember, guys, the auction closes at 7:30 p.m. sharp, so put down your best bid and be a winner.
That's
do
right.
Do it.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like the show delivered what it needed to. Now it's in the hands of the bidding.
That was wonderful.
So, are you ready?
We're ready.
Let's go. Well, I hear both teams did an amazing job. You raised a lot of money for the Elizabeth Glazier Pediatric AIDS Foundation, so... Let's see how you did. George, how about net worth?
Well, net worth did very well. They had five experiences, all of which got very fine bids for a total of $11,325.
It's good. Carolyn, how did Magna do?
Well, Magna did okay. They had three bids that were between $400 and $700. However, the smartest thing they did, they secured two artists, Moby and Lil' Kim, who each donated a one-week experience. And those two bids alone were over $19,000, giving a total of $21,654.
Very good. Congratulations to both teams. You made a total of over $32,000. You really both won in the truest sense, but Magna, you're the big winner. Let's put it that way. Kendra, as the team leader, should you lose next week, you will be exempt from firing. Your reward is not going to be a reward because you've already been given the reward, and that's raising a lot of money for a great cause. But unfortunately, somebody has to be fired. Stephanie, you're exempt, so you're not in any danger. Net worth, I'll see you tomorrow in the boardroom where somebody will be fired.
If you've got any idea of switching channels, don't.
Don't go away. We'll be right back
with more of the KISS Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
It is time for the KISS Test.
All right. It's time again to let your brain do the working. It's KISS Test number 2. But first, let me give you the answers to last week's KISS Test. Of course, the three songs I played were Partners in Crime of Killers, Raise Your Glasses from Psycho Circus, and Love Her All I Can from Dress to Kill. So let's get cracking on this week's Kiss Test. Here's what you gotta do. I've lined up three Kiss tracks for you, and the only thing you have to do is guess what songs they are and from what record they come from. So get ready, because here's number one.
Number two. Number three.
Now, let me give you a small clue, because this week's show has a money theme to it. All songs have something to do with money. So, if you know any good Kiss song for the Kiss Test, just send me an email to dion@kisspodcast.com and I'll include them in the Kiss Test. Now, the answers, of course, will be revealed in the next Kiss Podcast, along with a new version of the Kiss Test. So, if you know the answers, send me an email to dion@kisspodcast.com or you can use the contact form on the website. And if you're feeling really crazy, just grab a microphone, hook it up to your computer and record the answers into an audio file. And if you want to send those to me, please use the special audio file email address, which is kisspodcast@gmail.com. And you can find all the contact information on the website if you want to look it up. I'd like to give an honorary mention to Frank White from Salt Lake City in the US and Martin Bynens from Belgium for submitting the correct answers to the last Kiss Test. They were the first to respond. So if you want to be the first to respond on this Kiss Test, or you just know the answers, just let me know.
We now return to our regular broadcast.
This is the Kiss Podcast. All Kiss, all the time.
When nobody's looking, I still put the makeup back on in my room.
Mine.
Yeah.
Okay, that's about it for today's show. We're about, 50 minutes underway. But before I leave you, I just want to talk to you about one thing. As some of you probably know, in about 3 weeks' time, Eric Singer and Bruce Kulick will be playing six special shows in Europe under the ESP name. That is Eric Singer Project. And the ESP band this time around will feature Eric Singer, Bruce Kulick, John Corabi, and Chuck Garrick. He's the bass player from Alice Cooper and Dio. Now, because I have tickets to the Dutch show, I am going to try to get an interview opportunity with the band, which I can broadcast here on the Kiss Podcast. And maybe I can even broadcast some live tracks played during the show, but yeah, we'll see how it goes. Now, what I want to talk to you about is the fact that I need questions. I've written down some questions myself, but if you want to ask Bruce or Eric something special, or want to know something special, but we're always afraid to ask, this is the opportunity for you. So send me anything you would like to ask ESP. Send it to dion@kisspodcast.com, and I will make sure I ask it on your behalf. And if you would like to visit the ESP shows, I will post the concert dates in the show notes so you can look it up. And I will get back to you on this in the next podcast shows. So I hope you enjoyed this show. I'll leave you with a special tribute song played by Anthrax. And if you listen carefully, you can even hear Paul and Gene do some chorus vocals. So until next show, rock and roll all night and party every day!
Gene, what do you think, man?
I think you could be convincing as a country artist.
Rockin' your world. The Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.